Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
America honors servicemen and women, past and present, on this Veterans Day. This is the LA Local, and it's brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, Sharman Sheets-Nishi, and thanks for joining me. It is Tuesday, November 11th.
Because of what every veteran has done today, the flame of liberty shines bright. The people of our nation sleep safe. The American dream surges forward. And our magnificent destiny stands more splendid and glorious than ever before.
President Trump participated in the wreath laying ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery.
With selfless commitment and unyielding conviction, they made themselves America's ramparts and became the shield between our homeland and those who would do us harm.
Former Marine and Wounded Warrior Project's Wilton Williamson Jr. says today is a good day to take the time to thank families of veterans.
It takes a big commitment to say that you're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And those women and men that have served, I mean, they're just unique individuals. And at any given time, less than 1% of our nation will serve in uniform. That's not a lot of people.
Retired U.S. Army General and Executive Director for Vets for Warriors say there is help for vets who need it.
A lot of folks are struggling. A lot of folks aren't in the Marines. A lot of those that have served are lonely. They're transitioning from the military to being a veteran on their own. And so we're here to help them, make sure they can help that transition. Whatever you're going through, you miss the camaraderie, the sense of purpose. Give us a call 24 hours a day. Go to our website, Vets4Warriors, the number 4, warriors.com.
Thanks to the government shutdown, we're seeing more flights get canceled at LAX today. As many as 10% could get canceled on Friday if the government shutdown is not over by then.
And the reality is some passengers are a bit nervous in the days leading up to their flights, but they feel much better when they arrive at the airport and everything seems good to go, so no worries.
No, not really, because they never sent us any emails that flight will be canceled, so we're sure that it's not going to be canceled.
The question is, what about their flights coming back? Those could be up in the air for a while, but Colton from San Diego isn't fazed at all.
Not really. They'll figure it out. We got some smart people in charge on both sides, so.
Even if the government shutdown ends soon, it could be a while before planes are moved around and air traffic control facilities are fully staffed, and yet he just shrugs it off.
I don't really worry about too much. I mean, I'm living, so what's there to worry about? We're not in Gaza right now. We're not in Ukraine, so. This is nothing, yeah.
And yet, if cancellations continue into the holiday travel period, your big family holiday feast could be at risk. At LAX, I'm John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We're hearing from some of the teenagers on board the bus that flipped over near Big Bear Sunday night. One girl said she woke up to a guy screaming, saying, "My brakes, they stopped working."
As soon as he mentioned we lost the brakes, I just turned over, I closed my eyes, and I thought we had gone off the cliff.
She told CBS LA after the rollover, the bus caught fire. More than 35 people were on the bus, 19 were taken to the hospital, 3 people were critically injured. A lady prayed for them at a vigil last night.
For everyone involved in the accident, for them, for their health, and just, you know, for Jesus to restore their health.
The group was from Our Lady of Guadalupe Church in Santa Ana. They were returning from a retreat when the accident happened on Highway 330 in Running Springs. Everyone is expected to be okay. Weather-wise, drastic changes are on the way.
The offshore wind flow and high pressure that pushed temperatures into the 90s is easing off. By Wednesday, we'll get the first taste of an oncoming Pacific storm that'll drop temperatures to the mid-60s. And then Todd Hall, senior meteorologist for the National Weather Service, says Thursday through Saturday, a rain system moves in.
We're going to see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall and across the coastal and valley areas. And we could see up to 4 inches in our local mountains of rainfall. Maybe an inch or two of snow on the highest peaks as we get into Thursday and Friday. And that's when we're expecting the peak time of that rain. So somewhere between Thursday and Friday, we're going to see that rain kind of move across the LA Basin.
If that pattern holds, odds are it could mean a jump in the live fuel moisture and greatly diminish, if not end, the brush fire risk for the year for Southern California. I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Temperatures should get back to normal Thanksgiving week. The holiday is still a couple weeks away, but people have already started buying Christmas gifts. Smart shopping expert Trey Bodge said Black Friday sales start as soon as this weekend, but do not count out the day after Thanksgiving.
There are still plenty of deals to be had. And really, in the more than 10 years I've been doing this, the discounts over Black Friday and Cyber Monday are among the best of the year. And so if you have not gotten started yet, it's okay. You will find great deals over Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
And what do you call this shopping event? Is it still a big deal?
I kind of call it Cyber Week because the deals usually start sometime the week before Black Friday and go all the way to Cyber Monday. And the discounts go along with that. And so consumers can rest assured that they'll see lots of deals starting as early as the Monday before Thanksgiving and going all the way through Cyber Monday.
And you say it's a Super Bowl of sales. How so?
Because this is when we see the largest number of deals, the deepest discounts. Obviously, this year is a little bit different just because we have tariffs. And so some of the base prices are a bit higher. Some of the discounts may not be as low as retailers are trying to balance their books and handle that tariff increase on some of these categories. But it is still a very good time to shop.
Do you think this year's a normal year? What might be tricky this year?
I think with the tariffs, it makes it a little bit tricky for retailers to set prices and also for consumers because the prices are a little bit higher. But what I am seeing is that U.S. consumers are planning to spend more than usual. According to an Intuit QuickBooks holiday shopping report, they're planning to spend $263 billion, which is 25 increase from 2024. So that is a big percentage jump.
Can you make sure you get the best deals?
I like to use tools to make sure that I'm getting the best deals. I like to use, say, Yahoo Shopping, where you can search the name of an item and get a sense of where it's being sold and for how much. PayPal Honey has a helpful tool for this as well. And then specifically for Amazon, there's a tool called Camel. And these tools will all give you a sense of historical pricing so you can understand if you're getting a really good deal right now or if you should wait.
What's trending this year?
So what I'm seeing is that small business support is trending. According to that Intuit QuickBooks poll, consumers are going to be spending 41% of their holiday dollars on small businesses. So I'm love to see this. So shopping small is a big one. And then also customization or personalization is continuing to be very, very popular. People like to see gifts that are made just for them. I also see that younger consumers are leaning more towards experiences more than things. And then secondhand gifting is another big trend where we're seeing shoppers find really unique gifts at, say, a Goodwill or Salvation Army and cleaning them up and giving them as a fun gift.
Is there such thing as price adjustments anymore or price matching with retailers?
So price matching and price adjustments are kind of fading away a little bit. I am seeing that retailers are no longer matching competitors' prices. However, they will often match their own. So if you're in a store and you look on the store's website and you see a lower price, the retailer will often match that price. And then many retailers will offer a price adjustment if that price goes down after you've purchased something. But because those policies change regularly and retailers are in such a tricky situation with trying to balance their books with tariffs, when you buy something, especially if it's something pricey and you're in store, ask the salesperson what the policy is so you know what to expect if you do want to ask for a price adjustment later.
And if you're feeling lucky, two lotto jackpots are closing in on $1.5 billion. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is $900 million. If you win the whole thing here in California, the one-time cash lump sum is worth about $260 million pre-tax. Tomorrow's Powerball is pretty big, too. That one is $512 million and counting. That's what's making waves today in L.A. Thank you for listening to the L.A. Local on this Tuesday, November 11th. It is sponsored by the L.A. Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the entire inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. I'm Sharman Shitanishi. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.